Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely appreciate and value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely thank you for tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week, the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now, work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dream. Wow. I must tell you, on each episode of Motivational Mondays, it is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online, you can listen at your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I, Coach Adams, will share around our topic for about 40 minutes into today's broadcast around the subject of the power of no. And then we will open our programming up for audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This, of course, will lend to an interactive environment, and we truly do encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in and to fully participate. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You, the question on the table is, that we are examining and evaluating, do you struggle with this little two-letter word called no? If that is you, if you struggle with saying no, tonight's broadcast, without question, is truly for you. I know I'm being transparent with you. There are times when Coach Adams struggles with saying no herself, growing in this daily, and definitely have grown significantly in the power of no, but yet there are still times when I struggle. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to the show, to the broadcast, right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a fax, an email, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We thank you in advance and extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding the outreach of Motivational Mondays. Again, as we jump into today's Shape Up series, as we're shaping up to win, and we are tackling this two-letter word known as no. You know, this is a subject that I don't care how often I fight to grow in this area and my clients as well. There's something about saying no that we struggle with. You know, and oftentimes in my coaching practice, in my winner's circle, whatever form of empowerment it may be, this struggle of how do I say no? How do I say no and stay focused on my vision? How do I say no and stop taking on those things and those events and all of those different things that really don't relate to my vision? How do I say no? And it's so interesting because I don't care where you are on your journey. This is something that many struggle with at different levels, continue to struggle with, and it really is a battle to simply say no. So I thought that it would be awesome and fun to just look at various ways of being able to effectively craft this term of no. Because have you heard the term, and I'm sure you have, that it is not so much what you say, it's how you say it. And so I've learned to realize that the struggle of saying no, this power of no, and I want you to know the reason why I say there's power in this no, because so often when people struggle with saying no, and oftentimes it's because one may be a people pleaser. They don't want to disappoint others. And so in order to save face, as one would say, they'll say yes to everything. But what happens behind the scenes is that they begin to feel overwhelmed. They feel like, oh my gosh, I have far too much on my plate. They feel anxiety. They start to stress because they're like, I don't know how I'm going to figure all this out. I don't know how I'm going to accomplish all of this because of not being able to, not feeling empowered in saying this two-letter simple word, no. You know, so often when we think about the term no, we feel like it can be harsh. Again, the term, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And so I wanted us to be able to look at, from the kaleidoscope of life, different ways in which, and some are fun and some are funny and all of that, in which we would be empowered to say no. Because when you grow in having stronger boundaries, when you grow in your ability to say no, you're now able to stay focused and continuously align with your vision, with your desires, with your dreams, with your goals. Because you have learned this basic art of crafting and saying no. And, you know, just to give you an illustration and an example of saying no, but not using no, the two-letter word, how about, to get us started, not now? You're saying no, but you're saying it in a different way. And I want to encourage you that if you do not have a pad and pen handy, your laptop, you're not on your desktop, your iPad, your tablet, I encourage you, go old school. Get the yellow pad, the white pad, and the pen. Capture some notes around this empowerment that is being given on how to more effectively say no. Creative ways, effective ways to simply say no. You may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, I don't quite understand why it's important for me to be able to say no. It's important for you to learn how to say no, because when you can say no, and when you can maintain boundaries that serve you, that support you, no longer are you feeling overwhelmed. No longer are you feeling the stress from poor time management. No longer are you feeling like I've taken on so much that I can't manage, when you can simply learn to say no. The power of no really serves you and it benefits you because it allows you to be free from all of the stuff that does not align with your vision. You know, another way that we can say no, and this is more direct, is nope. You're uncomfortable with saying no? Say nope. And we're going to have some fun with this today. You know, you can be more in your face with it and say, heck no. Okay, you want to get a little more fire around it? But you can say no and soften it. No thanks. You know, I won't be able to at this time. If someone invites you to something and you know your schedule is hectic and you don't want to take on those things that no longer align with your vision and don't serve you, you can say, you know, no thanks. Honor that person by thanking them, but say, you know, I won't be able to make it this time. I won't be able to take that on at this time. You're saying no, but you're saying it in a way that honors and supports and serves you and the other person. Because I know that the heart is, and the reason why people steer away from no, one, we are people pleasers. We want to please everybody. We don't want to let someone else down. We don't want somebody to be disappointed in us. We, you know, so we say yes, 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 because we have not been empowered in how to more effectively say no, and the power of this two-letter word, no. And so we take on these various things that we're not able to effectively manage. And in turn, what happens is people are disappointed anyway because you're not doing those things that you do in excellence because you're feeling so pulled and so stressed and so stretched like Gumby. The exception is, unlike Gumby, you are pulled and stretched and you begin to break. You begin to snap. You're like, where's the Xanax? Where's the Vicodin? Where's the whatever that you feel like you would need to take to calm yourself, to go unconscious, to numb the pain? You need to go and have a happy hour somewhere because you just feel like you have far too much on your plate because you have not mastered the basic foundational art of being able to say no and understanding the significance of the power of no as it relates to your vision. Of course, you know, each week here on Motivational Monday, presented by Inspired Media for You, our goal is to bring empowerment that would support you in growing and developing, moving to the next level in your vision, giving you tools that would further equip you in achieving your goals, and empowerment that would serve you, that you now, where you once had this gap, you're able to see, wow, this gap is closing. I can see myself progressing in a positive direction related to my vision. I was once this far distance, but now I'm seeing that I'm getting closer and closer to it because you are learning how to grow and being a better life manager. And do you know that a part of being a great life manager is that you are able to say no. You are able to take on those things that keep you in the lane, in the zone of your vision, of your desires, of your goals, of your purpose. And that is what today is really all about today on Motivational Monday. We want to be empowered in how do I say no. Because the reality is when it comes to saying no, many of us really do have a tough time. A tough time getting those words out because we don't want to be perceived as or come off as one would say, a jerk. You know, we don't want to be perceived as the grumpy one that, you know, no, no, no. And so to avoid that perception of what others would think of us, we avoid saying no. And so I want you to be empowered in this process that serves and supports you even greater in your vision. Because every time you can say no and only take on those things that are in alignment with your vision, only take on those things that support and serve you in achieving your goals and closing the gap from where you are to the fulfillment, the crystallization, the manifestation of your dreams, you are now more empowered. And so we're going to look at this power of no and how do I say no in various ways, fun ways, straightforward ways, you know, direct ways, but just different ways of crafting this two-letter word. You know, one of the ways that you can is you can, again, because I'm all about you accomplishing your vision and your goals and saying no and serving you, but also empowering the other person, honoring the other person. You're empowered in that no, but in your saying no, you also honor the other person. Here's a way that I think is a wonderful way to say no. I would love to, but unfortunately, I can't. You're letting that person know that I would love to, but unfortunately, I can't. You don't have to get into the why of why you can't, and that is another challenge that we face. We feel that if I say no, now I have to explain why I can't. Here's one that's funny and fun. I believe there's someone a lot stupider who would enjoy doing that instead. Now, I wouldn't say that, but I just wanted to make you laugh today on Motivational Mondays because you can get so creative with this process of saying no. Not now. We talked about that earlier. Here's one that I found to be really funny. Look, squirrel. This is the best no suggestion I received from someone, you know, when I was doing research. Look, squirrel, no. Again, that is a more straightforward, stern, but have fun with your no. You know, you can say and joke around, no way, Jose. Ask me in a year. I was tickled by that one. And let me tell you why I was tickled by that one. Because so often, and life is about seasons, so often the timing is not right. And so when the timing is not right, you may want to support someone and you may want to do it, but just not now. And you know what? I feel like if you tell someone, why don't you check back with me in a year or so, or 6 months, in a month, 3 months, whatever that may be. And you may be thinking, Coach Adams, really? For real? Absolutely. Because if it doesn't work for you right now, and you give that person the right to reconnect with you at a later time, if it's that important to them, you've now given them tongue-tied. You've now given them permission to follow up at a later date, is the whole point of this particular no. And if they follow up with you, good for them. Now it may be a better time for you to be able to support them. Of course, it always depends on the nature of the need, the urgency of the same, and you have to evaluate with that information, okay, how would I respond? Ask me in a month, 3 months, 6 months, in a year, may or may not serve certain situations. But I want to give you tools in your toolbox to process around so that now when someone asks you to do something, step back. You know, I had a winner's circle group this past Saturday. And I shared with the group that before you say yes, step back and process. Whatever that looks like for you, it may be stepping away from the conversation and saying, you know what, let me do this. Let me evaluate some things and get back to you. Hold on for just a moment to give yourself an opportunity to breathe, to step back, to not feel like you are in that pressure point. Because that's the reality of really what happens with many. They feel like they're in a pressure point, and they're obligated to say yes. And what's key is taking away the sense of obligation, the heat, the pressure of the moment. So before you even give a yes, step back and process. Take a moment. Maybe it is a need to call someone back. And then let them know. After you've evaluated your schedule, you know, regretfully, I'm not able to. At a different time, I might be able to. So I want you to know that this empowerment that comes in the power of no, if you allow it to, it can really serve you. And so I want you to know that in your growing in this process of saying no, and, you know, it's so interesting because I had a situation where someone with pressure of saying yes, and they felt like, I got to say yes. And they felt the sense of obligation. Ooh, I got to say yes. And, you know, I am one, especially in a coaching environment or depending on what the circumstances are, I support and fight to empower a person in letting them know, you can get back to me. And in this particular case, I let the individual know that, you know what, I think it's best if we reconnect tomorrow around this subject. Process, take some time to really evaluate it and let's come back together. Because they were feeling the pressure. And oftentimes we feel the pressure, and that's why we say yes. We overcommit. Now we're feeling overwhelmed. You know, I think about it even today. Usually I fight to keep my schedule fairly clear on Monday, prime example, because Mondays is beyond 7 to 8 when I'm live, it's dedicated to Motivational Monday. For those of you who are regular listeners, you come on to the broadcast, you know, at 7 or whatever time you arrive. I have been in preparation for the show well before this day has actually happened. And so well before 7 o'clock, let's be frank. And so usually I will make sure that I keep my calendar fairly light on Monday, especially on Monday afternoon. But I had a consulting assignment today, and I tell you, being transparent with you, woo, Coach Adams was like, oh, you should have said no to that. And because it was a revenue earner, I said yes. I said, okay, I'll balance it, you know, I'll schedule the time here. Then, you know, time got away, ended up leaving later, left my briefcase, had to go back, all of this stuff that had me right down to the wire for making sure that my vision lived. And I was feeling the press of, you know, that's why you don't put much on your calendar on Mondays. But being transparent, I wanted to accommodate. And again, it was a revenue earner. So there was a great monetary benefit there for me. But the truth of the matter is, even Coach Adams struggles with, I wanted to accommodate. Know how to say no. Don't get me wrong. I can say no in a heartbeat. But at times, you know, struggle with still at the time when I may have needed to say no, saying yes, and then in retrospect, saying wow. And so why am I sharing that with you? I'm sharing that with you because I want to be transparent and I want you to know that there are times when we're going to miss it. It happens. But the key is to grow from those circumstances. Lessons learned. And so the lesson learned for me today was stick to your guns. You know why you have opted to keep Monday light, so that you don't get into a situation that you got into today. Unpredictable things happening, throwing the schedule off, and now you're right at the press. And I'm sharing this with you because I want you to know this is what happens. We get that anxiety when, and we're feeling overwhelmed when we're not comfortable and being okay with simply learning how to craft a no. Let's get back to some of our wonderful ways that we can say no. You know, I really would like to, however, I have a conflict in schedule. Simple. Would love to, would like to, regretfully have a conflict in schedule. How about maybe another time, you know? Or it really sounds good to me and I would love to, but I can't make that commitment at this time. You know, I shared one earlier with you, and I said, you may be thinking, Coach Adams, really? Are you kidding me? Is that a real answer? You know, I have a very dear friend who I love and appreciate her discipline around her vision. At a certain time every year, she, quote, unquote, goes underground. Anyone that's close to her and has known her knows there's a specific period of time where she is, quote, unquote, underground in this birthing process. And so for her, it would be connect back with me in 3 months. Ask me in 3 months. You know, I had another situation where someone was in the press of manifesting their vision. They were, as some would say, birthing their vision. They said, ooh, you know, I'm in the birthing process right now. Can't right now. You got to check back with me in a month because this is serious. I'm in process. And I want you to know that birthing your vision, manifesting your vision, living out your dreams, fulfilling your goals, that should be numero uno, it should be your top number one priority. As it relates to your assignment, your goal in life should be doing what you were created to do. And so if you have to tell people, I'm sorry, not now, or, you know, no thanks, it would be great, but I'm not able to. You know, quite frankly, I can't at this time. Regretfully, I have a scheduling conflict. And these are things that you may not have processed around the consciousness of it, but I want you to know that these are all ways in which you can accomplish your goal in saying no and feel like you are supporting and honoring someone else, but you're serving your vision because time is something that we cannot get back. Once we've lost it, we've lost it. We can't get it back. And one of the areas in which I have to constantly support my clients and coach around this area is time management. And oftentimes we struggle with poor time management simply because we don't know how to say no. We overpress our schedules. We overcommit. We take on far too much. If we were to simply say yes only to those things that align with our vision and not everything that's thrown our way, imagine the time that you would free up and probably have. So I want you to know that it's okay to tell someone, I think not. I can't. Not at this time. I have a scheduling conflict. However you feel comfortable in phrasing that in a way that supports you, in many of these, you'll find that we're saying no, but we haven't just said no. And it's that two-letter word that gets people feeling like, oh, I don't want people to perceive me as the ogre or the grumpy one or, you know, whatever. Whatever our minds go to. And there's always something. You know, you can easily tell someone, maybe another time, perhaps next season when things clear up a bit in my life, I can take that on. You know what? I have to be honest with you. I am slammed right now. I can't add another thing to my plate. Again, you're saying no in different ways creatively to accomplish your goal. If you're struggling with saying no, you have to ask yourself the question. You know, I love quoting Shakespeare, to thine own self be true. To thine own self be true. If you're struggling with saying no, why are you struggling? Get to the root of why it's a struggle, because you can say no in various ways. And if it's that you are afraid of disappointing someone, you don't want to hurt someone's feelings, you don't want to, you know, appear to not be supportive, you don't want to appear to be a jerk or whatever it is, you have to deal with that. And you have to deal with that because, you know, so often when you get ready to get on a plane, well, you're on the plane and you're getting ready to take flight, and they give you the in-flight safety spill, and they always tell you, if the cabin starts to suffer from low cabin pressure, oxygen masks will drop from overhead and be provided. But they always tell you, if you have a young child with you, put the oxygen mask, or, you know, an elderly person, whatever the case may be, put the oxygen mask on you first. And that's what we're saying in our ability to grow and craft and say no. That you are learning how to put the oxygen mask on you first. Understanding that when you're able to say no, you're able to serve you better, and therefore you're more equipped to serve others better. And so I want you to know that it's from a healthy place, this power of saying no, being able to just simply say no in various creative ways. As we reflect back on some of the ways in which we say no, because I believe that we should effort to honor the other person as we are being empowered in our ability to not take on more than we can handle. You know, you've heard the term, don't bite off more than you can chew. And so it's okay to tell someone, you know what? I would love to, but I can't right now. No, thanks. I won't be able to make it this time. You know what? This is really not the best season for me to take on that project. Regretfully, I'm not able to. Would love to, but I can't. You know what? It's that time of the year when I must say no. I'm in a crunch right now. However you need to phrase your no to serve you, honor the other person, but empower yourself to put the oxygen mask on yourself. As I shared earlier, being transparent, Coach Adams took on a bit too much today. And the lesson learned was stick to your guns. Stay focused on your vision. You know why you schedule your schedule the way that you do. And you can make those exceptions, but you don't want your vision to suffer for someone else's vision to live, because when you're doing that, what are you doing? You're putting the oxygen mask on that person or that situation before putting it on you. And you're feeling the angst of, the pressure, the anxiety, feeling overwhelmed by, because you found it difficult to simply be empowered in saying no. And I must say that I'm, as I often share with you, I am in process with you. So I shared my challenge of the day. Why? Because I want you to know that, yes, I can say no, but there are times when I make misjudgments myself. But we want to grow from those issues. You want to grow forward. So you don't want to make the same mistakes over and over. You want to learn from the experiences. You want to learn from those challenges, because when you say no, you are empowering yourself in your vision. You are now more empowered to achieve your goals. You're more empowered to live out your dreams. I have a note that just came in from the virtual boardroom. Sometimes saying yes to a thing means saying no to other things. So a yes can also be a no. A comment from our virtual audience. And, of course, this is that transitional time, actually perfect timing, in our broadcast where we want to welcome you, our global listening audience, to share in the richness of the dialogue that's being shared on this evening's Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. This is the time in our programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Maybe you have a question, a comment, a recommendation around today's subject on the power of no, just saying no, that would empower someone else, an experience that maybe you have gleaned and you can share some wisdom around that. If you're on your electronic device, you must dial in. And the dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. And again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add you to the host queue. Now, I want you to be reminded that when you're able to say no, you are now empowered to stay focused on the trajectory of your vision. You know your target, and you're not allowing yourself to get distracted by all of this other stuff. And I just want us to remind ourselves that we have one primary life to manage. Notice I said one primary life, because I don't want to minimize that if you are a mom or a dad or a caregiver, whatever the case may be, that others may depend on you, but the primary life that you were given, that is you, and that one is your number one priority. If you don't manage your own life effectively, you're not going to be any good for anybody else. And so this empowerment around being able to say no now serves and supports you in being better, stronger, more effective for others. But it requires for us as life managers to make the decisions that align with our vision, that align with our purpose, that align with our goals, that support us in being able to fulfill our dreams. This just in from our virtual audience. No can also be seasonal and or permanent, depending on where you are in your journey of purpose. And we spoke a little bit about that in that one of the ways that we said no is we said ask me at a specific time, like ask me in a month, ask me in 2 months. And I gave the illustration of one of my dear sister friends who, when she is in process with her vision, she's not available, generally speaking, for 3 months because she is in that process of pressing through. And so everybody knows, and she'll tell you, check back with me in July or whatever that month may be. And depending on when you've called her or tried to connect with her, it may be a month, 2 months, or 3 months. But those around her recognize that she's birthing her vision. I remember I had a dear associate and spiritual family. They were birthing a restaurant at the time, and they said, you know what, we're in the birthing process. We are moving forward, manifesting our vision. I need you to check back with me in 30 days. So this understanding that, yes, your no may be seasonal. It may be because of where you are at any given time, any moment in your life. And so when we're able to learn how to craft the no's, it now serves us in the season that we're in. Like we said earlier, you know what? I so apologize that I can't right now, but I'm in a season of no. I can't take on any additional projects, whatever that looks like. But in many cases of the various ways of saying no that we've shared, we've said it in such a way that more often than not, we're not just slamming you in your face, no, wounding, hurting someone's feelings, because that oftentimes can be offensive. But we're learning to craft the no, that we're able to honor someone else but empower ourselves. You know, you may want to say, I'm not sure. You know what? I'm not sure this is the best time for me, actually. And be honest. It doesn't mean that you have to explain the why of you're not able to do what that person may be asking you. And I think that that gets us stuck as well, because we feel like, if I say no, I now have to explain, and I don't want to explain. Lucy, you have some explaining to do. I love Lucy. Ricky Ricardo took me to that episode in that moment. But I want you to know that there's no obligation for you to explain. You phrasing that supports you, that serves you, that works well for you. Like, you know what? Actually, another time might actually work better for me. Again, we're looking at different ways today on Motivational Mondays of saying no, being empowered by this two-letter word, no, so that it serves you in staying focused around your vision. It equips you to support you in achieving your goals. Because if you're saying yes to everybody else, where is the time for your vision? And then you're feeling disgruntled. You said yes, you said it, but then you're feeling disgruntled. And that's not giving of yourself, and that's not fair to the other person when you've said yes, but then you're disgruntled. It's better to say no. And that's why we need to be empowered in our ability to say no and how to craft it. No is a healthy way of setting boundaries for our lives. And this from our virtual audience. I love that we're getting the interaction in alternative ways virtually. Again, this is the time in our broadcast. If you would like to ask a question, make a comment, share some wisdom, this is the time in our programming when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. This is a safe space here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're on your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. There's so many great ways of saying no. No, thank you, but it sounds lovely. If it sounds lovely to you, again, as I stated, to thine own self be true. Say it in a way that works for you. You know what? I'm restoring right now. I'm resting right now. I'm not able to take that on in this season. You know what? It's not a good idea for me. Not now. I'm trying to cut back, actually. I won't be able to help you with that. If only I had a clone or more time, I would be able to say yes to that. I'm not able to set aside the time needed to take on that project. You know, I would love to, but I wish there were more time in the day. If I had a little bit more time, I could. You know what? I'm honored by your request, but I can't. Of course, we can always resort back to no. No, 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 no. But for those that want to be able to say no and craft it in a way that honors the other person and empowers you, we wanted to give you some alternative ways here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you to be able to be empowered in your vision and stay focused. This is one of the things that when I'm dealing with clients in my coaching practice, they often say, Coach Adams, I'm struggling with staying focused. You know, I take on all these projects. And so what happens is they're feeling split. They're feeling all over the place. When you are clear on your vision, when you are clear on your goals, you should be able to be empowered and say yes only to those things that align with your vision. Now, granted, there may be a season in your life where you're able to be supportive of someone else or what have you, but be clear on where you are. Locate yourself. Be clear on where you are. And I always say that it's important to know the why before the how. Be clear on the why. Why are you saying yes to that? Let us do a quick recap on some of the nuggets and bullets that we spoke about. In this empowerment of just say no, the power of no, we said before you say yes, step back and process. What does that look like? Before you commit and say yes, let the person know, let me get back to you on that. I need to evaluate some things. So that you're not in the pressure point of feeling obligated to say yes. So that's a part of what we've layered on this evening. And then we gave you various ways, creative ways, to say no without having to say no. We've looked at, you know, I'd love to, but I can't at this time. I wish I were able to, but not right now. It's not possible at this time. I wish I could make that work for me, but, you know, I have to be honest, it doesn't. You know, I'm looking at and working on some specific projects that my time doesn't allow me to be able to tackle that at this time. If you've missed any of these creative ways that we've crafted on how to say no, you may want to revisit today's broadcast. You know, it's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment shoots by, it flies by. I want you to know, for those of you that are connected socially, that we want to continue the dialogue. Maybe you have a creative way in which we can say no that you didn't hear spoken on this broadcast. If you feel like it would assist and empower someone else, by all means, visit our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group, so all you simply have to do is ask to be invited if you're not already a part of the group. If you want to connect with Coach Adams socially, please visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. In visiting coachadams.com, you will have the opportunity through my contact page to connect with my various social connections. We want you to know that we so appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays today, presented by Inspire Media for You. On our next installment, we're going to continue in our Shape Up series. And if you happen to have missed last week's broadcast, I want to remind you that you can visit www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 letter U. Maybe you've missed a portion of today's broadcast and you would like to reconnect with that. Last week, we had Dr. Deborah and Bishop Esley Simmons, and they were sharing on For the Love of Family and Ministry. It was truly a rich and empowering time. Coach Adams would like the opportunity to stay connected with you. If you are not already a part of my network, again, visit coachadams.com. Add yourself to my database so you can stay in the loop of happenings because, wow, Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. Twice a year, we host our Win Shop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, Shape Up and Win, in January and July. If you've missed January, your next opportunity is coming up in July. So I want you to know that that's a live empowerment workshop, and wow, what a powerful time. If you get and enjoy Motivational Mondays, this hour of empowerment, imagine being in a live Win Shop workshop environment. 4 hours of power is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. you would receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. If you're interested in early bird registration, send a note to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Want to thank you so much for tuning in to this installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. It is always a joy sharing with you. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. One who inspires, I coach, and you win. Again, thank you so much for tuning in, and join us next week, as one would say, same bat channel, same bat time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, live on the airwaves, right here on Inspired Media for You. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams.